this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger. That is Christian.
Happy 2021, everybody.
That's right. I signed something today with 2020 in the signature line, like a fucking idiot. Felt like a real jerk.
You were signing something.
Yeah, it was doctor related. I was refusing to get Bill Gates's poison vaccine injected into me or my children. That's a classic stand-up comedy bit from like the 80s, where it's like, folks, it's a new year, you gotta throw away all your checks the first month because you always sign the wrong year on there. Folks, if you're listening, checks were these things, pieces of paper that were kind of like money, but you had to write on them for them to work. Very weird.
How does that work? Yeah, pretty strange.
Yeah, you can just like give it to someone, and they would have to like believe you that you had money, because it would take several days to figure out. Yeah, that's not a thing anymore.
They would send
it
somewhere else. Somebody else would check to see if there was money, and if there wasn't, oh well.
That's, yeah, it was very easy to scam using that system.
It's one of my favorite things watching. I've been watching the old Unsolved Mysteries.
Absolutely.
Which there's about 9,000 episodes of it. So it's been taking quite a while. But there's always like stuff where it's like, you know, so-and-so, you know, check scams. There's just like all right. This outdated stuff. No cell phone. So it's like trapped in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, there's like a 10-minute thing where a woman is just like, I was so scared. I was all alone. There was no phones. And
yeah.
It's just like, and then of course, like at the end of the update, they update these things. And like one of them was like, this would never would have happened to Bethany if it would have happened 10 years later. And it's like, yeah, no right. shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And all these criminals like wind up, you know, they're fleeing the country, they're fugitives from the law, and then they write a couple bad checks in Tuscaloosa, and it's like, well, that's it. You got caught because you just like me a second ago, you're like, wait a minute. If I write a certain amount on this check, and then a couple days later they realize I don't have it, by that point I will be several states over. They'll never catch me. It's a brilliant scheme. Certainly, no one thought of this before me. I could get away with all sorts of stuff.
There's no way this could go poorly. That's right.
My dad used to write checks at the grocery store up until the very end, into the mid-aughts. He would break out the checkbook.
Just hold the fucking line up. He was everybody's favorite person to be stuck behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a while, but I saw an old lady fairly recently break out the checkbook. Probably about a year ago, which was fascinating to see. Like the 16-year-old cashier had no idea what was happening.
She's like, what is this lady doing?
Like, it
are
had
you
to,
writing
it
me
had
a to, note? Like, what are you doing?
Had to feel like an elaborate prank or something. It's like, I asked for money, but you have a pen? I don't know what to do.
What am I supposed to do with this piece of paper? Thank you.
I guess I'll put it in my pocket. Can you please give me money now? Yeah.
Okay, good joke.
Yeah. So holidays are in the past now. You had a fairly minor celebration from what I barely listened to when you told me.
That's correct.
You kind of just did a little, barely some small little family stuff, not much.
Yeah.
Right. Me, I had some in-laws come over.
Mm-hmm.
They're in town, and man, it was certainly an occasion, for a lot of reasons, many of which I cannot get into for. Many reasons, but there was one incident the day after Christmas, celebrating my youngest daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
And some alcohol was involved between myself, my father-in-law, my, I guess, stepmother-in-law. I don't know.
His wife.
Yeah. So she wound up opening and finishing a bottle of Tito's vodka here at the house in handful of hours. Forced a couple shots on me as well.
Oh yeah, and, sure. Okay, sure.
I mean, it was not my speed at the moment. But in between the opening and the closing of the bottle, he and I decided to go check out a local brewery, one that I happen to work at, which makes sense. And got there. I think we had just one beer each. We just talked for a little bit. And on the way out, there were some homeless people nearby, and he like went and chatted with them. I was like, okay. Came back. He's like, all right, let's go. I'm like, okay. And he's like, let's go to McDonald's. I said, okay. So we went to McDonald's, and he said, order 20 hamburgers. What? He's like, yeah, 20 hamburgers. I was like, okay. I was like, well, I guess because we're going to go back to the house and we're going to like, because everyone else is there partying with the vodka and other beers and everything. And we're like, all right, cool. We'll just have a little platter of burgers at the party. Okay. Hey, man, if this is what you like to do, no problem. You're in town from out of state. We'll have fun. So pick those up, head back home. We're almost home. He's like, is this your neighborhood? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. He's already been to the house a few times at this point. I thought that was an odd question. And then we pull in, and I break out the sack of burgers. I'm like, hey, we got burgers, folks. And at this point, my wife noticed that he is, like, very upset. And I barely noticed because I probably was forced a shot at this point. And, you know, a couple beers and all. I was like, all right, feeling pretty good. Got some beers in me. Got
some burgers.
20 burgers to go. For the 8 people here, whatever. You know, I don't know. Like, most of them children. And he's upset. And then he leaves with my wife, like, just suddenly. And they come back, you know, an hour later. And I found out it's because he was wanting to give all those burgers to the homeless people that he was talking to by the brewery. But for some reason, that was not made clear to me. For whatever reason. It was never really established what happened there.
It wasn't fleshed. He knew what he was doing. Yeah. He just didn't fill you in. The person who was driving the car, that was what the plan was.
If he did, it was in one ear and out the other. But yeah, I don't remember. It was just like for my wife, it was confusing because her dad's like furious, and I'm just like, hey, man,
I need you
fun.
To take me back to McDonald's. I need you to take me to McDonald's.
Yeah, we have to leave now.
And then you need to drive me back downtown.
Yeah. She's like, what happened?
There are people waiting on hamburgers. I promise these people that I'll never see again hamburgers.
Yeah.
I need to be good. I mean,
hey, good move on his behalf, but should have let me know what was going on, I guess, driving the car and live in the town that he was in and had no idea where it was or anything. So that was our post-Christmas celebration. And then later that night, after another, I think, 4 more hours of hanging out and drinking at the house, she finished everything, and she was having a hard time leaving, and she gave me like several very long, uncomfortable hugs.
Lingering.
Very lingering. It was,
boy.
1:30 in the morning. There's 2 kids just sitting on the couch. You know, their kids, the father-in-law, and they're just waiting to go back to their hotel, wide awake. And
their parents are just absolutely schnockered. Just
certainly one more than the other. She was out like a light. Never seen her in that state before. It was a fun time, but not. And that was like the last of several incidents. This holiday time, man. Whenever we get together with that family, it's always something like that in some capacity or something. I don't know why, but some of those families just have stuff always going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Mm. There's certain people, members of my family, who are no longer invited because they... Hey, do you want to come to a kid's birthday party? Yeah, when is it? 11 a.m. Okay. Show up with a case of beer and just like... And then they are there at that house until there's no more beer. Or somebody brings them beer and just shows up and people you don't know show up. So that's cool.
It's interesting that 2 years in a row I'm not invited to your daughter's birthday party, I've noticed.
Well, last year was because I had recently been separated, uh-huh. And this year I am. This year, my ex-mother-in-law's mother is visiting, mm-hmm. and they are being very strange about people being around her.
Okay,
so she has invited herself to the party. Mm-hmm. She wasn't invited in the first place. So she's coming. So that means it'll just be six people. I'm paying $350 to go to a farm to have a party at a farm with six people.
That is... Why are you doing that?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the plan originally, but that's what it is now. So
can't just do it at your house?
Could, but I already put the $200 non-refundable deposit down about 6 weeks ago. So at this point, we will go to that fucking farm.
Sure.
We will watch my child alone ride a pony.
Yep.
Five adults standing around. They have ordered six pizzas for us because that comes with the party package. So I'll be definitely bringing some pizza home.
So hey, pizza, you know, per what? Person.
You got it. You know, it's not really a wall. You know, whatever. You win some, you lose some, whatever.
Mm-hmm. This would be a case of losing some, from what I can tell.
Losing quite a bit. Yeah,
that rocks. Certainly, the rest of the family will help contribute to that $350.
Oh no, no sir.
Great. Well, Happy New Year's, everybody. 2021 still sounds stupid. I don't like this year's title. I don't like the numbers that they came up with for this year.
They should have gone back to the drawing board on that one.
Yeah. Oh, well, we got some posts to read that are related to anything except they're just bad.
Excellent. I will kick off. This is a fun little post from over on 4chan. I'm so fucking horny for art hoes. I want to fuck a coked out Tumblr hipster DIY aesthetic astrology thought in her lip gloss DSL mouth. I want to come all over a girl with thick framed glasses and edge-dyed bob-cut bangs. Every time I hear a thick, waist-high, jean-clad, brain-dead, choker-wearing, slutty Wiccan minx say, "Yikes, y'all, big mood, canceled," or "This is a bop," I get an uncontrollable urge to run up to her and fondle her D-cups and sweaty, fat thighs. I want to pour my white olive oil onto her contoured cheeks and rhinoplastied nose. I want to finger an art hoe through her jean overalls while pretending to be interested as she talks about Van Gogh and Arctic Monkeys and how David Foster Wallace fan sucks and Vice News and Union Pool in Williamsburg and Steven Universe and homeopathy and Surveyor Magazine and taking Adderall to pass exams. I'm so fucking horny.
Yeah, boy, that really weirdly encapsulates a lot of people, a lot of folks who've been featured on this very program, I would say. Boy, I don't know. What's the one that got me? Probably the fingering through her jean overalls.
The jean overalls is good. The white olive oil, that's a new one for that me. One, I like that, that one, though.
That one threw me, too. Okay, I'm looking. Is white olive oil even a thing? I really want it to just be its own. Well, there's white there's white truffle olive oil. You think that's what he meant?
No, I think it's just the viscosity of semen and the coloration.
And certainly also extra virgin, no doubt.
Oh, this is somebody that has been online since they were prepubescent and has now, they now have the kind of person that they're into. So, which is every woman online. So good for them.
Yeah, that's someone who is making fun of someone who's insanely online when they're just as online as they are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is kind this of is... what we do, to be fair. So can't really blame the guy too much on that one. But yeah, that's cool. That's a fun thing. I hope he gets his gale. Hope he gets her. Locks her down. This is an interesting post from a young man, found it on Reddit. So my mom could tell something was going on, and she wouldn't leave me alone about it. Finally, she said that if I told her whatever it was, she would, okay, leave the room and never bring it up again. I should have known better, but I told her about my waifu undine. It took her a day to tell my dad about it. When he heard about it, he immediately said he was going to call the mental hospital. I started trying to explain more about it to him, but I'm not very good at explaining things. Nevertheless, he said he wasn't going to call the mental hospital once he heard that I know she's not real. He did make me say, "It's impossible to be in love with a fictional character." And then he took away my electronics once he knew about the online community. He said I can't be talking to people who think this way. He and my mom agreed to make me sign up for at least 3 activities around town so that I could, quote, associate with people my age, because they believe that's going to, quote, help me so I won't have to use this made-up girlfriend anymore. I still have my school tablet, and Reddit isn't blocked, so that's how I'm able to post this. They do have my phone, but I have Reddit notifications off, and they have no reason to randomly check my Reddit history. My mom is also going along with me to therapy sessions, so if I mention Undyne there, I'll have to hear what she has to say about it. Oh, I'm moving out in about 8 months. Times will be tough until then, I guess. This was posted onto r waifuism, the subreddit for guys who have pillows that they are in love with. it's hard to believe there's a community for that, you know? Like
is there though? Is it that hard to believe?
It's like the idea of like being in love with a pillow. Like if you just told me there's someone who's in love with pillows, like, okay. I'm sure someone like that exists. It's like, well, yeah, what if I told you there's hundreds of thousands of them and they hang out online and talk to each other about it?
Well, hold on. Is it the pillow or is it the personification of it? Like that's the. I'm not in the know on this too much. So,
you should do a undercover. What the fuck's it called? I'm trying to think of one of Serpico. Is that the one? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
I get Serpico and the other one.
Instead of dressing like a hippie like Serpico does, I just get like the big Dragon Ball Z, like enormous silk shirts. Then have like 1,000 fucking lanyards on for some reason. Like I'm completely blending in.
Fuck! I'm trying to think of the best way to say to turn a hoo-ah into something Japanese, but it's just not coming.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. That sound good?
Think that works? Great. Okay. Does it work? Anime Serpico. Gaijin Serpico, yeah.
Well, there's also Cruisin, which is kind of the same idea, but with gay fellows, right? Where he's an undercover gay, and he
this is like
the same idea, I think.
I can't believe I forgot about this movie. Yeah, and he like goes to like the leather bar. Have we talked about this before?
Well, I've never even seen it. I know very little about it except from people just mentioning it over the years. But yeah, it's about directed like a serial killer.
Directed by the same guy that, yes, yeah, directed by the same guy that directed The Exorcist, William Friedkin.
Wow. Yeah.
Detective Steve Burns is ordered to don leather attire, hang out the city's S&M joints, and keep an eye out for the serial killer.
That's pretty, that's cool. That's, and apparently gay folks were upset by that film for what I'm going to guess is reasonable reasons.
Probably.
Probably a lot. And they were pissed off then. Imagine what they would think now, you know.
It's probably become a cult classic at this point, to be honest.
Well, it's probably, you know what? That's the thing that happens, where it's like things that were like horribly offensive back then to a certain community, they just like embrace it after a while. And they're sure. Like, sort of like, yeah, now we actually love it. It's like, but you should hate it more now. And then, no. You can't reason with these folks, you know?
We're taking it back.
Look, I wrote a manifesto and it said certain things and people didn't like it. And I'm like, come on, where's my cruising treatment, you know? Where's my ironic camp value to the horrific things I said in that 700 pages that I typed out?
Well, as we've known, we've found on this show doing research, there's people that want to fuck Ted Bundy. There's people that want to fuck the Unabomber. There's people that want to suck and fuck the Columbine boys.
There's people that want to fuck you.
Yeah, that's
seen
the
a lot of those
part.
DMs. A lot of those.
Yeah, not good.
To me, weirdly enough.
Can you let him? Hey, the next time you see him, let him know.
Can you fuck him and then let me know how it is?
I really gotta.
I'm not gonna do it myself
before
but...
I dip my toes in here. Yeah. So this next one was sent in by a number of listeners. This was bouncing around all over Twitter a couple weeks ago. It's from R. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for choosing lobster over my child? I work as a lobster fisherman. I'm away from home for months at a time and then come back for 4 to 6 weeks to spend time with my roommate and kids. With the Christmas season approaching, I'm scheduled to get off on December 22nd. My captain just approached me and said that they are short on men for one more tour, and he wants me to stay on for another week. It pays time and a half. I could really use the money, so I told him I would do it. My roommate is upset with me because she wants me to come home and spend time with her and my kids. From my perspective, I could really use the money for bills, and Christmas is just a day on the calendar. Also, I recently bought a meat slicer for $200. So, Reddit, am I the asshole? And here's an edit. Answering a few of the common questions. Roommate is the mother of my children and also my girlfriend, but we are not in love. Meat slicer is relevant because of the additional financial strain. I'm the primary user of the meat slicer when I'm home, but she has full use of it while I'm away. Edit 2. I'm getting a lot of questions about the meat slicer. When you buy ribeye pre-sliced, there's a 50-cent premium per slice relative to buying a full ribeye and slicing your own. So assuming you have 3 to 4 ribeyes a week, and it pays for itself in just over two years. And Smile365 Days responded, not the asshole, as long as you make up for the lost time. And about $5,000 is a lot of money. But calling your girlfriend and the mother of your kids a roommate is weird and borderline asshole.
Yeah, the woman that's... the mother of my children, who is my girlfriend, don't get it fucking twisted. We do not love each other.
Like, she is half of the... She pays half the shit in the house. That's her role. I do not love her. She does watch my children while I'm on a fishing boat for 6 weeks at a time.
Come back reeking like absolute shit. And then plop a sack of ribeyes on the counter and get to slicing. Three to four ribeyes.
The guy knows what he's got. Expensive, you know. He's out there on the boat. They're eating what, cans of beans and tuna.
Yeah,
you know. He likes to live it up when he's on land. When he's on shore leave, he's got he knows what he wants. Three to four. My God, he's gonna drop dead when he's 40.
Yeah, this is Jordan Peterson, right? Wasn't that
no,
his whole
Jordan,
thing?
Jordan Peterson could not do the manual labor needed to be a lobster fisherman.
That's true. Yeah. Did he die? Wasn't he supposed to die at some point?
Oh, there was a thing going around that people thought he died, and then like that his daughter was like being him online to like cover up that he was dead, and then like he put out a video, but he looked very, very ill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he and his daughter do the weird all meat diet, and like she wrote a book about, which is, if you look it up, folks, let me, what is her name? Michaela Peterson. It's a like a cooking, like lifestyle book all about the raw meat. And the cover of it is her in a bikini. Jordan and Michaela Peterson, Our Carnivore Diet, How to Cure Depression and Disease with Meat Only. And the cover is a large Photoshop of her on a beach in a bikini. And then Photoshopped in much smaller in front of her is her father in a towel. It's shirtless. Really weird decision made on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that would happen. Even as like a joke or anything. I have no reason to know why that would happen.
Oh, it's out of print. You can't even get it on.
Oh,
it
no.
It is bestsellers rank 5 million in hit the 5 million mark.
Well,
in bestsellers. So
climbing those charts, man.
Published by Bookmundo Direct.
What?
Can't be fucking real. Can't be real.
Right up there with Penguin Classics, no doubt. Boy, Penguin's one of the bigger ones, but it really just sounds stupid, fake. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever think about how books being printed, isn't it? Wouldn't it be cool to go see books being printed?
To see it?
So do we, I was away from the internet for quite some time. Well, from Twitter, literally everywhere else otherwise, but apparently I saw about three folks mention just the two words bean dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the fuck that is. I did absolutely zero research, but it popped up at various nooks and crannies of the internet. What the hell is that about?
Great. I'm so glad you asked.
Okay.
So the last couple of days on Twitter have been the worst, even prior to the election, I think,
mm-hmm.
With this Bean Dad thing. So what it is it's John Roderick, who's a musician. He hosts a podcast with Ken Jennings, which is horrible.
Mm.
He's the lead singer of the band, The Long Winters. He posted a thread detailing how he was letting his young daughter struggle to open up a can of beans with a can opener and like not teaching her how to use it. So he did this thread for hours and was like giving her like these little hints on like how to use it, because he wanted to like teach her a lesson on like how to whatever. So this thread went viral. Everybody's calling him an idiot and asshole, but what really did him in was not so much that. There were people saying he's being abusive to his child by not opening a can of beans, which is insane to say. What really got him was that people started searching his name and Asian or Jew or the N-word. And guess what? There was a whole bunch of stuff from way back in like 2011, 12, uh-huh. 13, where he had a whole bunch of like conspiratorial, like anti-Semitic tweets going on between him and like deleted accounts that may or may not have been like white supremacists. This thread is also incredibly long. He got to the point where he deactivated, then he came back and apologized, then he like deactivated again, blah blah blah. The podcast My Brother and Me used one of his songs for their theme song, and then they put out some kind of queer thing about like, we want to make, you know, sorry if we offended anybody by Jesus supporting Christ. whatever. So anyways, listener Nathan, he's going to give us a little bit more background on some of this stuff that's going on with Bean Dad, and some it features some of our friends of the show. He found some info, so let me play this voicemail from Nathan right now.
Hello, sirs. This is Nathan at Puffketeer on Twitter. And being posting connoisseurs, I'm sure you probably have heard of the controversy surrounding Bean Dad, a.k.a. John Roderick. a member of the shitty indie pop group The Long Winters, who got canceled on Twitter for, one, posting a very long and overblown tweet thread about trying to teach his daughter to use a can opener, and then having people dig up his old tweets where he said basically every ethnic slur and non-ethnic slur in the book. He deleted his Twitter account shortly after that. And now Ken Jennings is also taking heat. Yes, the Ken Jennings from Jeopardy, because they happen to host a podcast together. But the post I'm about to read is not from Mr. Roderick or Mr. Jennings, and is not about them directly. Rather, it's about the podcast My Brother, My Brother and Me, run by the McElroy brothers, who were using a theme song from The Long Winters for their show until today, when they, for understandable reasons, decided to stop using that song. And the posts I'm about to read relate directly to that. So Rachel Millman jokingly replied to the tweet announcing that they were changing the theme song with, "Say Bean Dad, you cowards." And then someone named Aurora LaRosa replied to that with this: "I get you might be trying to add some levity for your own reasons, but this is really meaningful to a lot of people who have been doing emotional labor all day with this." So, apparently changing the theme song to a podcast is emotional labor to this person. For the record, I also felt that changing the This Ain't It Chief theme song was emotional labor for me, but I forgive you, and I will continue supporting the Patreon, because where else am I going to laugh at these fucking people? You know, it's not funny when you read it on your timeline, but you're in a bunch of people talk smack Hang about up. Them in a podcast.
Hang up.
That's Praxis, baby. Anyway, have a happy new year.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, wow. Nathan.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. Very fun. Yeah, that, boy, oh boy, that is very, it's on the nose, I would say.
It is, yeah. The emotional labor of having your favorite podcast of three fat, doughy brothers having to change their theme song. Terrible.
One of those podcasts that I will go to my grave not knowing what it is, what it's about.
Don't know anything about it.
Do not.
I know. There are people that hate the podcast. There are people that love it. There are people that get mad at those rotund little fellas that look somewhat like the chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be damned if I'll ever figure out what that's all about.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm going to guess, you know, I had no opinion about it, but based off the fact that they're changing their theme song because of the Bean Dad controversy, I'm going to go ahead and say that I hate them. And
I think you would. I think you probably would.
Hope a spree shooter takes him out. Now, I found, speaking of spree shooters and cries for help, I found this very interesting post over on Craigslist, of all places. "I need help. My boyfriend is making my life a living hell. I've tried ignoring him, but he just pushes and pushes and pushes to no end. I tried ignoring him, but then he started bothering the kids. I used to wonder why decent, beautiful people commit suicide, and now I know. He has ruined everything in the house. There is no organization at all. Every dresser, every cabinet, every garage. He is making our lives a complete hell. My dad says he's making so much of a mess so nobody will see what he is doing. This is going to sound crazy, but I am not crazy. I think that he ran a line through me and then put me in a computer, and now he's possibly using low electronic frequencies to terrorize me. I don't know if help is going to come through, but I need it." So,
yes, you do.
But yes, just keep in mind, they're not crazy, okay? So, if that's what you were thinking, you're wrong.
He's run a line through me. So this messy, okay, this Oscar from The Odd Couple fella has somehow harnessed. He's pulling like a Tron and has sucked this woman into a mainframe and is now using low electronic frequencies. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is one of the craziest things I read on the show, I would say. First of all, it just sounds like the guy's just kind of messy to start. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, that's not, I guess that's okay. Not great, but you're in hell and you want to commit suicide now? But you can't because now you're in the mainframe. Is that what I'm getting out of this? You're now, it's the lawnmower man and you're made out of pixels and shit.
She's married to Job, the guy with a bowl cut.
Yeah.
He's really messy and he's not much of a conversationalist.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Has a 48 IQ. Pierce Brosnan's involved for some reason. Never really figured that one out.
I mean, I love him to death, but man, he's a real mess.
Yeah, I mean, great, you know, overall good guy, but man, does he love putting me inside of a hard drive, you know? Like a real piece of work, this guy.
Before we started this show, I didn't use Reddit at all. I stayed away from it. I still don't post on there, but I mean, I don't understand, like, it doesn't seem like it's, like, the most, user-friendly experience to navigate. It's not. Mm-hmm. And in order to post and stuff, it feels like there's probably a bit of a learning curve to it. So for somebody that's, like, obviously, like, suffering from something mental-wise, is able to, like, go on there and post probably multiple times a day, I mean, I guess good for them, and also makes me feel like the most fucking stupidest piece of shit in the world. Like, okay, well. Oh, well.
What should we suggest to this lady?
You gotta kind of reply back. Boy. She should just
unplug your router and plug it back in. Maybe it'll
pour a glass of water on the router so it frees you. Boy, I don't know. Like, what? Like, it almost feels like there should be like a report function to be like, this person is this person mentioned children and they're obviously schizophrenic. Can we get somebody over there now? Like, man. Well. Wish her the best.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of out of the Matrix.
Yeah. Not like this. Remember that from the Matrix? It's fine if you don't.
I haven't seen that movie in 15 years. Not going to watch it now.
Well, oh, okay. I think it'd be a good episode for the show. What do you think, folks at home?
If you want to purchase it, go on over to storeenvy.com. What is it?
Jesus
Report this post at storeenvy.com, and you can purchase The Matrix, and then I guess I'll have to be forced to watch it. I think I've seen The Matrix once, and I think I've seen the other three or four times each.
What the fuck?
So it's one of those weird things. My roommates in college were really into it, but they only ever watched like the second two. And it was like always on, and similar to like Terminator 2 I've seen way more times than Terminator. So
well, that's very different because Terminator 2 is amazing, whereas The Matrix 2 is not the Terminator 2 of the Matrix franchise. It is,
but it
the,
does. It is the second one.
Okay, you know what? You got me there. It is number 2 in a series of 3.
Great. Got one more here on my side of things. Found this post over on Facebook. Just had a mask party at AutoZone. Naturally, I wasn't sporting said mask. I was asked to please put one on, and I refused. I was then asked by the manager to exit the establishment. Again, I refused. I asked to state the law requiring me to wear one. They could not. Two police officers were sitting 20 yards away in the parking lot, so I said, go get the police. They wouldn't. I'm still standing in the store with everybody's full attention. Finally, the manager asked me what I needed. I said a license plate frame. She said, get it and put it to the side. So I did, and she asked if I was paying cash, and I said no. She said, place your card on the counter and step back. I did. She started to grab the card, and I said, don't touch my card barehanded, so she went and got gloves on. I asked if everything in the store was sterilized to no answer. If we don't stand up, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. We're being conditioned to comply. I bet that's the hardest $10 AutoZone earned today.
God.
Oh, my God.
Just the worst possible person on the planet. Just accomplishing nothing. There's no...
proving 0 points, yes.
Just don't tread on me in the most petty fucking possible nothing way ever. They really think they're doing something, but what you did was you just gave money to AutoZone while being an asshole.
You got your Taz, you got your official license, Looney Tunes Taz license plate, where he's biting one corner of it off.
By the way, he gave them money.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you not do that if that was the... It's one of the...
I just gotta walk... You know what? If I gotta wear a mask, I'm just gonna walk out with this.
See, this is why these guys are so fucking stupid. It's like, because once they're like... If they're like, you have to wear a mask, it's like, fine, I'm not gonna give you my money. And they're like, well, actually, we want you to leave anyway. It's like, well, then I'm gonna stay and spend my money. It's like...
No, that's what? Not...
That's not how this is supposed to work. So you're just being a bitch. That's all it is. You're just nagging for no reason at all. Still giving them your money. No one is impressed. No one is like, oh my God, these guys are standing up to us. This we better patriot. Change the yeah. system or whatever. What is going to change? What if every, love handle carrying fucking idiot that walks into an AutoZone and refuses to not pay for something, what is going to change? What do they think is going to happen?
And it's like you're protesting the health and safety of people. Have you seen that classic one going around where the guy was like, I'll die before I wear a mask. And then it was like a Facebook thing. And then 2 days later, he's like, I'm not feeling good. And then he literally died from COVID. And it's like, well, very good.
A man of his word, you gotta give him that. Say what you want about the guy, but he stood by what he had to say.
Yeah, and then he laid down because of it.
Mm-hmm. He said, I will not stand it. Oop, I'm now sitting down, now I'm laying down, and hey, boy, talk about I can't breathe, huh? Shouldn't that, he should have started that hashtag back up again. should I try to do that for a fun troll? If I get COVID and I'm in the ICU, I'm like, where's my where's my hashtag, everybody?
No.
Oh, I shouldn't do that? All right, well. Well, I'll think about it. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Another fun bonus episode in the books. If you want to choose Matrix, go to reportthispost.storemz.com.
You really want somebody
if you want
Matrix.
To choose Beans. We talked about Beans in this episode. If you want a Lawnmower Man episode, we can do it. For the 16 posts online about Lawnmower Man, we'll find them and we'll read them. If you want a Lobster Fisherman to be an episode, report this post at storyme.com. Or you can upgrade your Patreon membership by heading over to patreon.com/reportthispost and clicking, I don't know, but I'm sure there's a button there that allows you to upgrade. Haven't looked into it myself. Not a patron of anything. Would never, ever in my life give money to a podcast. Goodbye, everybody.